Hi, this is Paul Rudish, producer of Wonderful World of Mickey Mouse. You're listening to the Mickey Shorts and More podcast.
This week on the Mickey Shorts and More podcast,
Keaton has a surprise to approve. You can find Mickey Mouse products on pretty much everything.
How many Disney characters appear in Once Upon a Studio?
A $2,000 Mickey Mouse action figure?
And Dad and I watch and review Season 5, Episode 15 short, Two Can't Play.
All of that and more on this week's episode of the Mickey Shorts and More podcast.
You're listening to the Mickey Shorts and More podcast with your hosts, Steve and Keaton. Take it away, boys!
Hey, Mickey Shortsters, welcome to this week's episode of the Mickey Shorts and More podcast. My name is Steve, and you are suddenly not looking so great there, buddy. What is going on with you, and what's with the sad face? Hey, what is that on your upper lip? Somebody got braces. Now, here's the cool thing. The reason we bring this up on the show is, A, his voice might sound a little bit different, especially if you're listening to the audio version and you're like, well, he sounds weird. Everything is kind of lisping. Or because we have the cool surprise that when it was time for Keaton to pick out his braces, they gave him options. They said, you've got style choices, you've got color choices. Not only did you go with our show colors, but what is on those teeth?
Mickey Mouse-shaped braces.
Mickey Mouse-shaped braces. Yes, your local dentist, your local orthodontist could have Mickey Mouse head-shaped braces. I mean, not all of them are going to have it, but yours did.
Thornton Orthodontics. Sponsor. I'm just kidding.
No, not a sponsor for the show. But when he was looking at his options, they actually had Mickey Mouse shaped braces.
I would have gotten Oregon Ducks if that wasn't one of the options.
I don't know what that would have looked like. Little O's on here. I mean, you never know in the future. But I just, as you know, a long time Mickey Mouse podcast, it warms my heart. We talk about products every week. We talk about all this influence that Mickey Mouse as a character has. And when they have him on things like little tiny braces that go on kids' teeth, that lets you know there's something special about that character. And yeah, there's something iconic about the look of that the Mickey Mouse's ears.
If only I could keep the show colors of the previous month, like last month, I literally had the show's colors red and yellow.
You did, and I'm sure you'll go back to those. I mean, that was when you first got your braces, and so there will be pictures, you know, for those watching the video version that show those nice Mickey Mouse shaped
with the show colors
teeth with the show colors. Last month you were adapting to your new braces and figuring out how to talk with them and all that good stuff. So this month the colors have changed a little bit because they swap them out every month. It's blue and green, but that's okay because we have the pictures of the Mickey Mouse versions. But again, my point still remains.
Mickey Mouse.
When a character gets an iconic state such as they make braces out of them, you know that's an influential character, and Mickey Mouse is an amazingly influential character. So there you go. That's our news. We jumped right into the news right there, because that was our news of that's our first news story this week is Mickey Mouse braces
on one of the show hosts.
Yeah, exactly. That should have been our product of the week.
Oh.
The most expensive, if you want the most expensive Mickey Mouse thing that you can find, get your kids Mickey Mouse's braces.
Imagine there's like Mickey Shorts More braces with the logo.
Oh, God. There's no way you'd be able to read it that tiny on kids' teeth.
The Mickey Shorts and More podcast. God dang it, one of the horse popped out. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, keep your fingers out of your mouth. We're working on that part. For those of you that are just tuning in and saying, what in the world am I watching? We are a father-son podcasting duo. We release this show on a video podcast and on audio as well. We watch Mickey Mouse short each and every week. and comment on it and review it and give our thoughts and all that kind of such. And this week we're watching the season 5, episode 15 short called Two Can't Play. Another favorite of ours. We really like this episode.
I remember laughing out loud when I first saw this one.
Oh yeah, this is an entertaining one. But before we get to that, we do have something else to watch. So we're going to be watching two shorts this week. A Mickey Mouse short, you know, a 3.5 minute Mickey Mouse short. And these are the shorts made famous by Paul Rudish and company. And we're also going to be watching another one because this is kind of, you know, old news because it's been a couple months since we've been on the air, but we couldn't not cover it because there's just so much goodness in this first one. So Keaton, you know what that is?
Friends, loved ones, I've gathered you all here to tell you something important.
Once upon a studio.
Once upon a studio. Now, I really find this interesting. This is a short that Disney released a couple months ago. And it's meant to be kind of the culmination of the Disney 100 anniversary or the Disney 100 celebration. Now, I do find this interesting because what we were told earlier in the year is that there was a whole movie coming to theaters as a way to celebrate the Disney 100 celebration.
And it has nothing to do with any of the other movies.
Correct! I was expecting, I mean, maybe I'd heard false information.
Like, I was expecting, like, a Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers sort of thing.
Exactly! I had heard that Wish had a potential of being, like, almost like a multiverse movie.
No!
The kind of movie where,
it was instead connected by a star.
Yeah, the kind of movie where, like, other characters could make an appearance in some way as part of the story. So even during the trailer, when I was watching, you know, when the trailers came out, I thought they were just being extra coy, extra secretive with where the plot was going. I thoroughly expected them to introduce this, you know, the girl character and her goat, and suddenly have some sort of event that would bring in all these characters from Disney past into that movie, and I was frankly disappointed because that's not at all what happened. And then, very compelling villain. We thought Wish was going to be the film that tied together the whole 100 anniversary, and turns out that was not the case.
Instead, it was a movie about, instead, the giant crossover movie was about Chip. Has Chip and Dale in it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, which was several years old. So that didn't work. But what we did find, what we were satisfied with as an awesome celebration for the Disney 100, just a way to tie it all together.
It's just another princess figure, movie.
Was this short? This Once Upon a Studio short.
I thought we were still talking about the movie.
This was better. This was the better culmination. This was the better wrap up for that celebration than the theatrical motion picture that they put out that was supposed to do.
Just
that.
Make the short an hour long, and this will be classified a perfect Disney 100 celebration.
Yes, do this for a whole movie. I would love that.
Just extend this to exactly an hour and 30 minutes.
I mean, if you haven't seen it yet and you'll be watching a reaction of it, I mean, we've seen this a lot of times. This really isn't a reaction. We're going to talk our way through it, see how many characters we can spot. But this was released a couple months ago. There's so many Disney characters
but
in
no
this
Pixar.
Thing.
No Pixar.
Is there?
Nope. I did not see any Pixar
characters. Okay, guess we'll find out because we'll be watching it here shortly. But that's what we're going to do. We're going to watch Once Upon a Studio first, and then we'll get to our Mickey short so that we can see how much Mickey Mouse goodness is in that. You ready to do it?
Yep.
All right, let's watch it. In 3, 2, 1.
Nope. Go. I prove my innocence. Walt Disney. It's probably not going to have any Pixar stuff in it.
Walt Disney. Yeah, this is just Walt Disney feature animation, I guess.
Wait, full screen it.
So now we've got the Disney Animation Building. We've got Disney 100 Animation.
People.
Yep. They're talking, you know, the employees are leaving the building, talking about the legacy in the building. Oh, if these walls could talk. Watch what you wish for, buddy. I am sure that is a famous animator. I'm not exactly sure which one that is. Once upon a studio. And we zoom in on Mickey and Minnie in full color on the wall. And here they come. Tinkerbell. They're calling Tinkerbell. Here she goes.
Already, I just love the interaction.
Well, because we have Mickey Mouse talking to Tinkerbell, which you don't see every day.
Everyone in Disney.
Mickey. Oh, Tiana? Tiana's jumping out of the walls. It's picture time.
You might want to get going to Splash Mountain pretty quick.
We've got Zootopia, guys. We got Princess and the Frog. So everyone's heading out for a picture. Oh, here comes Bambi, Thumper, and the Skunk. We got Peter Pan. We got the Bolt guys. What's going to spot here? Here we go. Now, one thing that I thought was cool is, I mean, granted, these are really old classics like Peter Pan, but in as many cases as they could, they got the original voice actors to come back to record new dialogue for their characters. It's Maui time. Maui!
You still need to finish that movie.
We've got Aladdin and Abu. Sugar Rush.
Whoever that dog is. I don't know who that is.
Pete's Dragon. And, of course, Moana.
Oh!
And Flounder.
Water.
Okay, we need some help. The fish is going to die. Okay, let's put him in there. All right. Oh, here come the penguins from Mary Poppins. Stromboli's raiding the vending machine, of course, while Anna and Elsa come around the corner to discuss. Wait a minute, they don't want all the villains there, because who wants the X in the picture?
Yeah.
Of all people to have to hold the elevator, it's got to be Donald holding the elevator. The most angry one, the most impatient one. Oh, we get Genie! Who just messed with Olaf. Gaston is, of course, trying to impress everybody with the Cheshire Cat. Minnie's in the boys' bathroom covering her eyes. All right, we got Miko from Pocahontas. We've got the guys from Encanto. Pluto! Yes! Pluto!
Yes!
We've got the Dalmatians. Everybody is here. Yeah, you're going to have nightmares if you watch.
Woo-hoo!
Scrooge. Big Duck. Robin Hood. Thank you. Donald's still waiting in the elevator. The elevator. Donald is about had it. Oh, here comes Baby.
Just a
flame. Oh, yeah, just squish in there. I'm sure Donald is so happy right now. Here's Ursula.
Oh, it's Fly from Strange Worlds.
Remember? Yeah. We've got Cinderella and the Prince dropping shoes again. The dog from The Little Mermaid, Max. We've got the snake from Jungle Book who's hypnotizing Clarabelle.
Oh.
Oh, hey. We've got violence now.
Of course they didn't. They had to censor that.
Tangled. And, oh, it's Walt. I don't think they've ever had Mickey Mouse and Walt in the same short before. I think that's also a first. Yes. Thank you, Walt.
Rest in peace.
Now we've got to get all these people outside. And...
Ralph takes the wrong door.
Ralph tries to walk through the door. I love that line. I'm surrounded by idiots. Of course, coming from Scar. Oh, hey! Ichabod. We had Mr. Toad there a second ago. Okay. Now, if you're going to set up a group photo where this many people who are changing the colors of the building of the fairies, if you're going to set up a photo, don't have Goofy taking
Oswald.
The photographer. Oswald, his head off.
No, don't have Goofy take the photo.
Why can't I think of the llama's name? Yeah, exactly. Don't hire Goofy.
Kuzco.
There we go.
Goofy's Law.
And Stitch. Yes.
It's Goofy's Law instead of Murphy's
Law. No, there's not. There's not Milo Murphy in here.
Dang it.
Yeah, grumpy. I'm out of here.
If Milo's here, that definitely happened too. Up, oh, hero.
Yeah. You're right. No Pixar, just Walt Disney feature animation. But
hello,
chickens. Aristocats. Mirabelle.
Mirabelle and Belle.
My favorite animated movie.
Beauty because it came out the year he started college.
Quasimodo and Pocahontas and Dumbo. God, there's just so many people in here. Yes, thank you. Baloo. I mean, there's just everybody is in this short. Now Goofy's feeling bad because, yeah, he busted the camera. But we've got the Fantasia broom sweeping it up. Fix it, Felix!
Yes!
And, of course, the fairy godmother.
Oh. Yes, Goofy.
Gosh, I should have done this in the first place.
Baymax
and Snow White and Mulan. And
Baymax is looking around like,
Winnie the Pooh and Digger
Doo. Baymax is looking around like, what are you guys doing?
And, of course, Jiminy Cricket. Everyone's singing the classic song. It's known for Walt Disney feature animation for 100 years.
We had to pause, like, right here.
Oh, God. There's so many people.
That's more.
I heard 500 plus. To all those who imagined with us, laughed with us, and dreamed with us, thank you. All right, Keaton. Thoughts on Once Upon a Studio.
Oh, we have to pause on, like, that last shot.
That last shot, yes, but it's only on just the monitors, which are in front, you know, behind the camera here, so it's even that's going to be difficult. But that's, I mean, there are so many characters.
Cosmo's like barking in his sleep.
Cosmo always does that in his sleep. So, there we go. Once Upon a Studio. Let us know what your favorite character was or who you were most excited to see when you saw that when it came out a couple months ago.
Just keep in mind there's like over 500. So,
there are over 500 characters from across the Disney feature animation studios library. But it's fun to watch them all interacting, which is like I said, I really wish that's what we got from Wish. I would have seen that in theaters if that's what you've done with the movie. Wish with a non-compelling villain. I saw it. I own it on digital, but
yeah, it was not really worth it.
It's not one I'll probably be watching on a regular basis. But I understand it's doing gangbusters on Disney Plus.
But I'm still watching Chip and Dale because of how many cameos are there. I'm still noticing cameos I haven't seen before. Like,
yeah,
I just
we watch that all the time. That's what I'm saying. If you make that kind of content, we're going to watch it.
Then look at all these fancy doodads.
The Mickey Mouse product of the week. So now it's time for our Mickey Mouse product of the week. We scour near and far to find all the latest Mickey Mouse merch. As we always say in this segment, this is not, you know, this is not a commercial. We're not promoting anybody. We're not getting paid. This is not one of those things. I simply Google Mickey Mouse merchandise and see what's new and
thanks,
exciting
Google.
And what kind of stuff gets our attention. And this week is an action figure.
Thanks, Google.
Yes, thank you, Google. This is an action figure. This is a titanium.
Oh my gosh.
Action figure.
Yeah, that must be expensive.
Well, you know what? The price tag of this action figure is $2,100.
Can I borrow your credit card?
No, you may not, sir. So, as part of their ongoing 100th anniversary celebration, which I know is kind of wrapping up at this point in time.
It's 101.
Yeah. Even by this point. Now, this is, I'll put the link to this in the show notes. You can go check this out. There's only 500 of these being made. And like I said, they're priced at $2,100.
So if you had one of these, you would be like a very lucky person.
Yes.
Very, now, very.
This has Mickey Mouse. This is just an action figure of Mickey Mouse. He's done in titanium. So he's got this very metal, almost robotic look.
The caption on the bottom, need to get rid of $2,100?
Exactly. It does stand 7.16 inches tall, and it comes with a certificate of authenticity. So it's not, again, it's not...
Oh, wow.
It's not
but
huge.
$2,000. You can just spray paint your Mickey Mouse.
There you go, in a titanium color. I like that idea. It does require...
Give me your Mickey Mouse Funko Pops.
Yeah, no. Let's not be spray painting my Funkos. But it does require a $420 non-refundable down payment to get one of these. And then they're supposed to ship in the second quarter of 2024. So hopefully you would have them by the end of June. But if you want the titanium Mickey Mouse action figure and you got some money to spend, there you go. Check out the show notes.
If you have $2,100 that you still have enough for food, then just go ahead and buy it.
Yes. Guess what we will not be buying. But if anyone from the show listening audience wants to send us one, we will certainly not turn that down. But yeah, that's today's.
Yeah, if someone literally sent that to us, we would be so darn excited. Because yes, there's only 500 of those.
Yes, we are.
Are you ready for the show?
All right, it is time to watch some Mickey Mouse. Today we are doing, as I said earlier in the show, we're doing the season 5, episode 15 short called Two Can't Play. It's not a short film. It's just Mickey Mouse.
Oh, wait, that was a fresh video.
Now, the official show summary says, Mickey and Minnie attempt to beat Donald and Daisy in a game of doubles tennis. We're going tennis.
I hate tennis.
Well, that's not good.
The one time I tried tennis, I keep getting smacked in the head.
If you have my athletic coordination, I know that trying to play tennis is a nightmare.
I keep getting hit in the face by a tennis ball.
Yeah, yeah. Racket sports and me do not go well together. Now, the original air date for this episode was June 8th, 2019. Credit where credit's due, because we always like to thank those who put their heart and souls into creating these for us. This was written by Derek Bachman, Paul Rudish, and Eddie Trigueros. Directed by Eddie Trigueros, and storyboarded by Eddie Trigueros. Usually the directors storyboard their stuff. So, Keaton, how does this work for watching the Mickey short?
So, there is a link, going to be a linky in the description. When you click on it, it'll take you to the short, or if you have a Disney Plus account, you can go watch the short there.
Also available on Disney Plus.
When I do the countdown, 3, 2... One, when I say one or go, whatever,
he changes it up every week, so you never know what to listen for.
You'd press play and you can watch with us.
There you go. All right, so let's cue this up. Let's get ready for some tennis action and watch Two Can't Play in
3, 2, 1, go.
Mickey Mouse in Two Can't Play. We've got the tennis court. We got Mickey and Minnie all ready to come out. They want to win a match.
Oh, yeah.
But coming to thwart them are Donald and Daisy. Donald featuring...
How is it such a coincidence how these two specifically are going against each other?
His 80s hair.
That's just me in tennis right now, right here.
Well, Mickey and Minnie, yes. I mean, Donald and Daisy are just destroying them. They hit it. Ooh, they're so excited. And it's going to bounce right back at them. Probably hit them in the face.
Yep, this is totally me in tennis.
Yes. Here goes the fun. And because we're playing somebody who's gloating, it's not so fun to do. Oh, we'll never beat
them. Ugh. Ow.
Mickey's so upset he hits his head on the vending machine. A training bracelet. It helps beat your friends every time. You can buy a training bracelet that helps you beat your friends from a vending machine? Yeah, we're buying this. technically, isn't this cheating? Okay.
Oh,
and
two.
The electricity is crackling. They're over getting massages. And here we go. This is going to force them to play. Wait, what?
Did you see that?
Hey, look, we hit the ball over the net. All right. Let's give us more power. Oh, yeah. These electronics are doing wonders for our tennis game. Down. This is of course, down. They've got cannons that they're bringing in to really fire these things. This is going crazy. All right, we're going to win this. Maximum power!
The Here 80s music.
Yes, exactly. We're going to talk about the 80s music. Somehow we created multiple tennis balls, and now, like a ninja, we're showering terror upon them. Yay! They finally won. And in their high five, they kind of short circuit.
You dirty little cheaters. Which means.
Okay, technically. And they just poured water on their pop on themselves, which is shorting out all of their stuff.
Hey, you're the dirty little cheaters.
Now, who's cheating now, people?
We play one more point.
One more. Winner takes everything, no electronic help.
Wait,
this
so
is going to be amazing.
Now?
What's that?
So we're naked now?
Well, they're no one's getting any help. And she just shot a ball out of his butt.
Ow.
You can tell how well this went.
This match is exactly how I play tennis.
Yes, this would be us playing tennis with each other.
Okay, fine. We suck. We all suck.
Well, I saw a lot of not having fun earlier, but let's keep doing this. Sure.
Yep, that's totally us playing.
Yes. So there we go. Two can't play.
But three can.
Yep, three can't either. Bump. The heck?
What?
Oh, the neighbor has a... Well, this is gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Shut up, neighbor. We're on the air. Do you not see the giant on the air sign outside the window?
Good idea. Let's put up a giant on air sign. Do not make any noise.
Oh, the new neighbors and their motorcycles. Drive away, dude.
Stop showing off, dude!
Right outside the window.
I think he's gone.
What was your favorite part?
So, there you go, buddy. Two can't play. What are your thoughts?
Definitely as entertaining as I remember, and the 80s music.
The 80s music. Now, I'm jumping a little bit ahead in my notes, and that's totally fine. But when I was looking up information on this particular episode on the internet, the number one question that people are asking is, what's the song? I remember that 80s song. What's that 80s song? I'm trying to remember what it is. And here's the deal. It's not...
Doesn't exist?
No, it's not an idiot. It's not. So kudos to the folks that created it. But if you want to create something that sounds like an 80s song, just create something that sounds like an 80s song. So this was written by Christopher Willis, who writes all the music for the Disney shorts. It's just done and arranged in an 80s style with the keyboards, you know, reminiscent of all the sports movies out there that, you know, we've all watched a bunch of times. It's got the heavy metal guitars in there, and to really seal the deal, to make it that much more believable, they brought in, the lyrics are sung by Robert Mason, who is a legendary 80s metal band singer. He was the lead singer from the group called Warrant. So, yeah, they just made a song that sounded like an 80s song.
With
and it was convincing because with a lead singer from an 80s rock band, yeah. So people are like, oh, I recognize that song. What is that song? Oh, is it? But
no,
it's just the music from this episode. This sounds like an 80s song, very convincingly so. So good job to those that put the music together. Very, very well done. Now, a few things to note about this episode. This episode definitely features Daisy's antagonistic side. She gets very aggressive.
But she was a cheater.
They were all cheaters, exactly. But here's something else. I'm not trying to start a scandal here, but I'm just pointing out the facts. Daisy, this is the first time we've seen Daisy naked on screen. Essentially. She was getting her massage. She didn't have a top on. She never wears a bottom. So, yeah. People have also commented on that. They're like, did we just see Daisy naked? Yes, we did.
We've
seen lots of times. She's just getting the massage. She's got the towel on her lower end. But why do you have a towel on your lower end if you don't have anything on your lower end anyway?
Yeah, why does Donald even have to have a top if he never even wears any pants?
Exactly. I mean, these are all the cartoon physics we always talk about. But, I mean, Daisy does not have her top on, which is kind of weird for a Mickey Shorts cartoon. But, I mean, we've talked lots of times about Mickey's always naked in these shows, so why not Daisy? Hey. And then on the first round, Daisy and Donald, they're shown cheating, which means that everybody was cheating, which means that technically Daisy and Donald's score doesn't count, which would make Mickey and Minnie win anyway. So, even before they started cheating, they would have won, because Daisy and Donald in that first game were cheating. Fun things, though. One quick little goof. I mean, cartoon physics again. But in the final match, Donald and Daisy's clothes are back to normal despite the fact that they've just been drenched and electrocuted.
Cartoon physics!
Lots of cartoon physics in play here. Anything else, buddy, on the humor and fun of Two Can't Play? So, let's do
Keaton's Joke of the Week.
Okay, Keaton, Mr. Pun Master, what do you got for us as far as your joke of the week?
What time do tennis players go to bed?
What time do tennis players go to bed? I mean, all right, you brought the tennis joke to the tennis episode. Good job there, but what time do tennis players go to bed? Whenever they get tired, especially if they're playing like that. I don't know, Mr. Keaton. What time do tennis players go to bed?
Tennis.
Tennis?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
I love your jokes. Tennis. And that, oh, fine listeners, is what we call
Keaton's Joke of the Week.
All right, Keaton, let's wrap this up so that Mr. Doggo can get out of here. We can get out of here and go eat some dinner. Remember, you can listen to all of our past episodes. Just go to our website. Visit www.mickeyshortsandmore.com and check out our full library. This is show number 130, which means there's 130 episodes in our website that you can listen to. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, on YouTube, on Google Play, on Stitcher, Amazon Podcasts, whatever you listen to podcasts on. Just do a search for Mickey Shorts and More.
Spotify.
Yep. Correct. And you can find us. Connect with us on social media. You can do that on either Facebook or Instagram. You can email the show with all of your thoughts. We'd love to hear what you think of these episodes or questions in general. We love getting tips from you. We love getting notes from all of you, especially when we haven't been releasing as often as we'd like to. We appreciate everyone's saying, hey, what's going on? We'd love to see some more episodes for you. Love to hear you cover this. So send us those notes. We love getting those. Just send them to MickeyShortsAndMore@gmail.com. Next time on the show, our floating dreams is coming up.
Wait, if I remember this correctly, that means we have two more until Carried Away.
Carried Away is coming up pretty darn quick.
Oh, no.
And then we will be done with the Paul Rudish produced
shorts. Goodbye, Mickey Shorts.
Yeah. Don't worry. We still have stuff. So, with that, everybody have a great week. Thank you for listening. And just remember, our solution to all of your problems in life. Here you go. I'm going to bestow the secrets of life. Simply watch more Mickey Mouse. If you're sad, if you're stressed, if you're angry, just watch more Mickey Mouse. It makes you smile. It makes you laugh. It brings families together. And that's why we love watching Mickey Mouse.
Even if people say that Mickey Mouse is child. Even if people say that Mickey Mouse is for babies.
No.
Which it is not.
It is not.
Well, it can be, but...
There was violence and people shooting cannons at each other in this episode. This is not for babies stuff. But go watch more Mickey Mouse. And then come back next week and... We can chat through it together. We will talk to you later. Thanks so much for viewing and watching. We'll see you next time. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Mickey Shorts and More podcast. Come back next time, and we'll see you real soon. Duh.